Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, joined in studio this weekend by District 3 Tuolumne County Supervisor Evan Royce in the midst of a five-part series talking with the individual Tuolumne County supervisors. Supervisor Royce, next thing I want to ask you about is the Donnell Fire. That was pretty much burning in Tuolumne County, at least all in District 3, wasn't it?
I believe so. I'm pretty sure that's right.
So what was your observation to kind of the county's response to the Donnell Fire?
I think the county's response was good. I think the Forest Service and CAL FIRE and everybody that was on the fire once the attack was taking place was really good. I think they were smart and aggressive. I actually had the opportunity to take a trip up there during the fire, and I kind of saw firsthand what was going on, and I was impressed by a lot of the defense of cabins and things like that. And even with that, I mean, when you go through those areas and you see flames, there was hillsides that were really steep, and I saw flames that were probably a couple hundred feet. And you look at that, and you see the speed and the power and the energy behind a wildfire, and it's I mean, there's when it really gets going, it's hell on earth. And people that get put in the position to protect us, and those firefighters that put their life on the line, there's no doubt that it can turn on them, and it can wreak havoc for those people. So it's important that they're safe. Like I said, I was impressed. I do have views, and I have I want to see changes made to the way we attack fires on the front end. And I've read a lot about history of this kind of thing, and you know, at this point there needs to be high level policy changes to initial attacks, to where we don't let fires get out of control. I think that fire could have potentially been prevented if we had resources available to be able to attack it. I know there's legitimate reasons why that didn't take place. There were so many other fires going on throughout the state and the nation at the time. Resources were extremely thin. But I think in the future, through a combination of lookouts and resources that are specifically earmarked for initial responses, whether it's aerial or, you know, crews or whatever it may be, there needs to be strategies and policies in place that prevent fires from getting out of hand. And that first window of opportunity when a fire's starting is when you have to hit it. You can't wait in a day, 2 days, 3 days. It has to be immediate. And there has to be flexibility for the people that are making decisions so that they can be effective, because we've seen it over and over when these fires get so big that you know, they're running miles and miles and miles in a period of a day, and they're just eating, you know, acres and miles, square miles at a time. It becomes so monstrous that people don't have the ability to even, you know, to impact it. It's one of those things where I've seen it where, you know, you end up fighting it from miles away, just cutting lines and waiting for it to burn itself out. And that needs to change.
Have you received many calls from constituents in District 3 asking questions or voicing concerns?
A little bit. I have office hours once a month up in Miwok at the little library, and there's some pretty wise old timers in there that hang out with me once a month, and we, you know, shoot the stuff. And they, you know, one of the old guys named Ron, and there's a guy named Arlen. I was with them yesterday, and you know, they tell me stories about back in the day when, you know, they were working on that kind of stuff. And anyways, I do hear it from people.
Besides the initial attack and firefighting, you know, just forest health in general, you know, are you still have some big concerns looking forward?
Yeah, absolutely. The biggest thing, people need to come to the center, and we need to be pragmatic. And I think the forest needs to be actively managed. There's wilderness areas, and there's really, really high areas where I understand they don't do that. But the national forest needs to be managed for the purpose of benefiting the communities and the habitat and the wildlife and all the multiple uses. And we need to get, you know, the value out of our forests, and we need to make it healthy. And being resilient to fire is a huge part of that. Anytime you have devastating wildfires come through, the impacts are just, they're so unimaginable, whether it's, you know, the water quality issues, you lose vegetation, you lose centuries of growth and habitat and wildlife. And on top of that, the community suffers. We lose the tourism seasons. We lose revenues for local services. There's absolutely no argument against managing the forest that resonates with me at all. And we need to have a strong timber industry. We need to have strong tourism industry. We need to have people recreating. And we have beautiful forests. It's a resource. 78% of this county is publicly owned in Tuolumne County. 78%. And that has a huge impact on our lives. And we are the stewards of the forest here. We live within it. We understand it and know it better than anybody else. And that's what I want to see.
The master stewardship agreement that was recently put in place between the county and the Stanislaus National Forest. Are you optimistic that that's going to be effective?
I am. And I think that's a huge achievement. And I think that's a huge token of the hard work and time a lot of people on both sides of the issues have put into it. And a lot before that, I was very cynical about it. I was skeptical because I'd sat through so many meetings and just seen contention and ideology take over. And the fact that we are where we are with that particular project and those contracts and everything that represents and the doors that opens up for the future, it's really a positive thing. I think it's getting to the point where people have to they have to let go of all the doctrines they hold so close. You know, when people are so entrenched in one view that they can't listen to each other, that's when we really suffer. And I think it's frustrating at times, but you have to be able to find common ground for common good. And, you know, there's nobody that wants to see the forest burn down. There's nobody with a sane mind, in my opinion.
Changing the topic completely, at the September 18th supervisors meeting, there was discussion about the Arts Alliance and $35,000 potentially going to that organization from the county. You were the most outspoken, I would say, in regards to, you know, questions and concerns about giving that money to the Arts Alliance. Any additional things you'd like to elaborate on that topic?
To me, it's very simple. It's very simple. We're not printing money down at the county. We have our own responsibilities and missions. And like I said during those meetings, when we're failing to satisfy our most simple responsibilities, things like our roads and our infrastructure, law enforcement, public safety, our forests, those are our priorities. Those are what we need to be talking about. And that doesn't mean that art isn't wonderful and artists aren't wonderful and we shouldn't be investing and promoting art and all of those types of things. But the Arts Council is not part of the county. It's not a county department or division. It's never been a line item in our budget. It's a charitable thing that was done a couple times in the past. And I believe that through fundraising and their own efforts outside of county funds, they can continue to pursue that and be successful, and it doesn't require us. So that's what I want to see.
Need to take one more break. We're talking to Supervisor Evan Royce on this weekend's Motherlode Views. And a reminder, if you missed the first two editions of Motherlode Views in our five-part series with Supervisors Randy Hanvelt and Carl Rotifer, you can find those in the multimedia section of mymotherlode.com. Next week, we'll be joined in studio by Sherry Brennan, and the following week by Supervisor John Gray. We'll have our final segment with Supervisor Royce in just a minute. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small.